In Matthew chapter 4, and I'm just reading there from verse 18, where Jesus calls his disciples. And we see the reality. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets, and Jesus called them. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. How many times, I think we've all got stories of when we've said yes and we've regretted saying yes. How do we get out of this agreement? How do we get out of our yes? And that there are times maybe we said no and we regretted saying no because we've missed out on something profound. Sometimes we don't want to commit ourselves and we don't want to say yes or no. And later on we say, oh, why did I not commit myself? What was the reason for not committing myself? What was the fear that I was facing, kind of thing? And so we've all got these wonderful journeys of the times when we've said yes and that opened up the most incredible opportunities for our lives. And we say, wow, praise God that I said yes, because it just opened up an incredible new way of living. And today, the Holy Spirit wants to share with us, He wants to help us, because there's a ministry of Jesus to continually set us free from the fear of you and I saying yes to Jesus. And it's following on from where we left off on Wednesday evening, dealing with the fear of hearing His voice, and then also just that reality of maybe God's going to say something that I don't want to do and I'm afraid to say yes to Him and so forth. But God wants to encourage us. He wants us to get established in the freedom of the deliverance that we went through. It's, you know what it's like if we don't get established in something, we end up being in that parable of the sower. Good news, wow! And not long after that, there it gets suffocated, that there, and we never see the benefits of our yes in Christ Jesus and the freedom that came. And it's always like that. We know what it's like when Jesus teaches us about when the strong man is bound and he's cast out of a person over there and the house is swept clean. But it comes back, and if there's no authority of truth, Christ Jesus who is truth, now being established in that person, it brings seven more, so that person's eight times worse. And we don't want that. It's great to be set free, and this is a continuous journey. The Holy Spirit will reveal something, and straight away we confess that, we repent, we get the truth, and we get that truth established. Otherwise, that fear comes back in all the time. That debate, that mindset, that what we believed returns back, and we battle from then onwards. So that's what I believe God wants to do in our lives here this morning. One of the most incredible things about this reality of the disciples, and we'll look at many examples, is that our yes as a believer is a bit different to our yes when we are not a believer. And I'll explain that as we continue. All of us, I believe, here this morning, has experienced the incredible life of when we heard God speak and we said yes to Him and we got born again. Can you experience that memory of when we said, yes, God? Because what was taking place, God was drawing us. God was working within us. The Holy Spirit was working. And so there was a power of God. There was a truth being made real to us. And He enabled us to get to the place where it was pretty easy to say yes. It was a work of the Holy Spirit. That hasn't stopped. It's still the work of the Holy Spirit in us, empowering us. You know that Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it is God who works in us to act into will according to His great pleasure. So the Holy Spirit is still in us, and He's still working within us, empowering us, putting the desires. The one with the Spirit of God has the desires of the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is still actively involved in our lives to empower us to say yes to our Lord Jesus. Another thing we don't realize, that as a child of God, we are living in the reality of Christ in us. And remember when He said yes to the Father, and He said to the Father, sacrifices and offerings You do not desire, but here I come to do Your will. I say yes to You, Father. And we are living in the reality of His yes, and the Holy Spirit is empowering us to live in the reality of Christ in us. And that is why, as a believer, it's totally different for you and I to say yes than as anybody else. So when we say no to the leading of the Holy Spirit, that's when we resist the Holy Spirit. That's when we grieve the Holy Spirit. Okay? And God wants to continually help us to see the joy and the freedom and the life of saying yes. So when we gave our life to Jesus, that yes changed our lives totally. Totally, totally, totally. That yes to Him brought the reality of forgiveness. That yes to Him brought the reality of the gift of the Holy Spirit that now helps us, leads us, comforts us, teaches us, makes the reality of Christ real to you and I, shares the incredible reality of God the Father to you and I. So that yes changed our lives. It changed our destiny from hell to eternal life in Christ Jesus. Just that simple yes. And God wants us to realize the incredible life in our yes to Him. He wants us to be able to be encouraged that yes is not just grinding our feet and, oh, what's going to happen? Yes is life. Yes is powerful in Him. And He wants us to be able to just be free of all the fears that we might have in our lives. So let's have a look at some examples over here. We all know in the book of Hebrews where Paul writes, or the author writes, and is speaking about the reality of these men and women of faith. It's a fantastic chapter of faith. And we see faith as being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And this is what the ancients were commended for. And then he goes on and he gives this incredible list of men and women that lived by faith. Now, how did faith come? Remember, faith comes from hearing. So they heard God speak. And they said yes. So their yes is demonstrated in their life. So when we read what they have done, that's the works of faith. So a yes is demonstrated by our life, of the works of our obedience, of walking in that truth that God has shared. That's the works of faith. Remember, faith without works is dead. So they said yes to God, and now we're looking at them and we're seeing the evidence. We're seeing how Abraham said yes, and the fruit of his yes. We're seeing how David and Moses, and we see how Gideon, we're seeing how these men and women that's mentioned here, their yes. And guess what that yes did? It didn't just change their lives, it changed the destiny. You see, it today it's changing our lives today. Their yes goes down into generations because it's full of life. It's powerful, our yes in Christ Jesus. It's not just yes for the moment. We don't realize their yes, we are being encouraged today because they said yes to God. Their example of faith is inspiring us in the next generations and generations to come because they said yes. Powerful. When we begin to realize, when God speaks to us, faith comes from hearing, and we say yes to Him. The Holy Spirit is working, and we say yes to Him. And we realize our yes is changing, is going to influence the generation, is going to influence the people in the town, is going to influence and change and have an impact on our families. It's not just us, because there's so much power. Because when we say yes, what's happening? The Holy Spirit is sharing truth, and we're saying yes to truth, and truth is alive. Truth is active. Truth is powerful. All the power, all the ability of that truth is now. We've said yes to it. And so we start to walk in the fullness of that truth that we have said yes to. The freedom and the joy and the privilege of you and I as believers to say yes to when the Holy Spirit reveals the truth to you and I. Why do we want to say no? How selfish can we be if we say no? Can you see? Because we've got the love of God, and because we desire the things of God, we say yes to Him because we know it's not just about ourselves. See, and when we grasp that, we start to, wow, God is bigger than me. My fears is preventing me from being a blessing. My fears is preventing me from allowing you to lead me so that the generation, the people in our town can have an impact, can touch their lives. That's the power of my yes. We live in the town because God loves the people of our town. And our yes to Him in that truth, in the life of that truth, is not limited. It's powerful. Christ is the truth. So that is why our yes plays a major, major role in our lives. So every time the Holy Spirit speaks to you and I, every time our Father shares something, or our Lord Jesus, they communicate to you and I, every single time, that is God inviting us into that life of that truth. It's His invitation for us to join Him in something. It's His invitation for us to partner with Him. It's His invitation because Christ is in us. It's His invitation for the very life of Christ to be made known through you and I, to touch people's lives. It's His invitation. Just as we got born again, you guys, it's an amazing story on their lives, and that because God was speaking to them before they got born again. God was using circumstances. God was using situations. God was using many, many things. And without them realizing, they were hearing God. Because they knew, they just knew the reality that this is something that they need to, that God was involved in all of this over there. So He had spoken to them and they were responding, and they eventually came and said yes to what God was busy speaking to them about, and invited them into a life with Him, invited them into the incredible reality. Now my life has changed, my destiny has changed. Now God has invited them into the truth. I have plans for your life. Plans to prosper, not to harm you, etc. Now they've been invited into the reality of the truth where I'm with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. All of those incredible truths they've been invited to because they said yes. The power of our yes. The grace in our yes. The involvement of God in our yes is incredible. So we're learning, God, what are you sharing with us? What are you saying to us? And if we're battling to hear the voice of God, a simple prayer will be, Father, I'm battling to hear the voice, your voice. But because you are a merciful, good God, you know how to break through this barrier of mine. See, you're honest with God. We're speaking with God. We're sharing our truth with Him and asking, Father, why don't you share with us? And as He shares with us whatever He wants to share with us, and we have a choice, yes or no, we say yes, and now we start to be invited into the incredible joy. The freedom of being released from fear is powerful. The freedom of being afraid to say yes to God is life-changing freedom. It's very, very powerful. But because of the habit of the way we used to think, if we don't take hold of that truth and we renew our mind and begin to get established in that truth, what takes place? We will soon go back, because of mind memory, back to the debate of that fear, entertaining, once again get into agreement with that fear, whatever that excuse and that debate was in our minds. So that's why, as God is sharing, we want to get established now. So when we acknowledge, so how do you do it, like we did on Wednesday, but for those who weren't there, how do you do that? Father, what is it in my life that I'm fearing of? Why don't you reveal it to me? Because we pretend. We deny that we are fearful people. We deny that we fear the future. We deny that we fear the future of our children. We deny these things. And that, oh, we deny so many things. So, but when we, God, is there fear in my life? We're all surprised how much fear we actually walk in. And that fear is robbing us from our destiny. Because it's going to require for us to say yes to move in the destiny that God has for you and I. And that's why fear is so crippling. It's like sabotaging our future. It's sabotaging our just what God has purposed for you and I is busy sabotaging it. And we don't want that to be sabotaged. So for us as parents, one of the common fears is we fear what our children are going to do. We fear the decisions they're going to be making and that. And we fear that. And it paralyzes us in how to pray for them because we're praying fearful prayers. And we're not praying the mind of Christ, free of that fear, because we've got confidence in His ability to be with our children. That could be a fear. For most of us, the fear of not having enough, the fear of lack. Huge fear. And so straight away, God, thank you, you're showing me this is a fear that I'm experiencing. I fear that I'm not going to have enough. I fear that of lack, whatever it may be. And that's a stronghold that's formed. So God is saying, I want you to go there, or whatever it may be, or do this. No, but this stronghold of the fear argument is in our minds. God, thank you for showing this to me. You revealed this to me. And today I confess with you. I come and tell you, I am fearful. That's confession. I tell you, I'm fearful about my children. I'm fearful about the future. I'm fearful about my old age. I'm fearful about what retrenchment. I'm fearful, whatever it may be. But God will share, and you speak, and you're honest with Him. And as you confess that, then you just say, Lord, what is your truth about this? What do you want me to know about this? What do you want to do? Reveal to me your truth. And that's when the Holy Spirit will give you God's truth. And now we've got His truth, and we renew our mind to that, what God has shared. But then to get established in that, and that's what we're looking at. That's why taking every thought captive and making it obedient to what the Spirit of God has spoken to us is so, so vital. It demolishes that stronghold, and that we can grow in that freedom, and eventually we see the fruit of that freedom. And you'll be amazed. I have been amazed as I've been asking God to reveal areas of my life that I'm fearful. And I'm amazed at what the Holy Spirit shares. I didn't even think I had these fears. But the freedom when you, thank you God, you're showing me this, and I acknowledge this and I confess, and this, and He shares the reason and all that there, and then the joy and the freedom. And now you start to walk in God's destiny for one's life. Many times God has given a promise and the promise is not coming through. And many times you'll see there's a fear factor behind, preventing us from receiving the promise. And that's why I ask the Holy Spirit to share, is there any fear in my life? And enjoy the confrontation. It's a good confrontation. It's a freedom encounter with Jesus. Things like that. Fear of rejection, the fear of man. You can go on and on and on, and that then all of a sudden, oopsie, I thought I had nothing, but I'm so full of fear. Have you ever taken note how many times Jesus said to his disciples, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Fear not. I've overcome the world. Fear not." Have you ever seen how many times in the Old Testament when God spoke and he said, like to Abraham, "Fear not." He said to Moses, "Fear not." He said to David, "Fear not." He said to Gideon, "Fear not." He said to the Israelites before every battle, "Fear not, because I'm with you." Because that fear, we all know that common historic event of the 12 spies. And look what happened with fear. It prevented a whole generation from entering into the promise. Because they saw with their eyes and they feared the giants. And then you got a little young man, David, who sees the biggest giant and everybody's afraid. But he knew his God was with him. He knew covenant relationship. And so he could go and he could say, all you mighty men, I'm a little kid, you mighty men, God has trained me already for this. When I encountered that small little issue with the lion, when I encountered that small little issue with whatever it may be, it was my training, overcoming fears of the lion, overcoming the fears, overcoming the fears, overcoming the fears. You have been preparing me for such a day when I could now go in front of all this Israelite army and the Philistines, I can go and destroy this giant Goliath because you've trained me how to overcome fear. That's why all our little battles, God's training us to overcome the fear. Because there's far much ahead of us, our destinies. And there's going to be many, many giants, but we're being trained. So when we see this, then we're not going to go and hide and intimidated, but we've learned how to enjoy the freedom and the power of our yes for Him and experiencing the grace of God in that yes as we go forwards. One of the most beautiful things, because there's the demonic fear, there's a natural fear, but there's also the fear that the Holy Spirit releases in us. In Isaiah chapter 11, it speaks about the Spirit of God is upon, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of might. And then he goes on and he says the Spirit of knowledge and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. So there's an incredible fear that the Holy Spirit releases in us. But the fruit of that fear, the next verse says, and we will delight in the fear of the Lord. The demonic fear, we will be anxious, we will go into depression, we will be paralyzed, we will not be able to go into the future because we're too scared, etc., etc. The Holy Spirit's fear in us, we delight because it's full of life. And there's the honor, it's the revelation of the awesome, powerful, almighty God. And we have confidence in Him. And we will listen to Him knowing our God. It's a different fear. It's full of delight. Quite a lot different than just the normal fear. So that's a good fear. So when you face the giant and you find, man, I delight in this fear of God and that because I'm obedient to Him, I've said a yes to Him because I love Him and that, and there's such a joy. And interesting enough, that word delight in the Lord, in the fear of the Lord, it's a word that is used as a fragrance in the offering to God. There in the tabernacle, the incense. And it brings God great joy, the incense, the smell. And as the Spirit of God produces this incredible, holy, awesome, beautiful fear of God in us, it's such a fragrance to Him as well. As we listen to Him and we, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Beautiful fear. Imagine if Abraham said no when God said leave the country. Imagine if Moses said no at the burning bush when there was a battle and the fear was in them, I can't do this, I can't do that. Imagine if he said no. What would have happened for all the people in Egypt? Hey, imagine if we say no. You can't even think about that. Because what's going to be happening to the community that God has placed us in? It's a serious reality of when we get into agreement with Christ or we say no to Christ. Some of you are at the place where you got at the crossroads of careers, the crossroads of the future. And God's been speaking, and you get into the place where, God, I've done everything in my own ability, I've tried everything, it's not working. Now, what is your word for me? And at that crossroads, which is the most beautiful way, because it's a yes or a no, as he shares. So whether we are 90 years old, or whether we are 1 year old, whatever. If you're 90 years old, you might say, oh, it's too late. I regret, 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 because regret is a fear of failure, of I've messed up. It's a fear. So when we say, but God, thank you, I live in your freedom of time. You're not in my time zone. God, I say yes to you. And we start to experience just God opening up and life changing. And we end up doing far more than what we did in the 89 years prior to that. Our yes to Him is life changing. So, welcome to the freedom of yes. The joy of the yes. Welcome to the place where we can be honest with God and say, God, I was too scared to say yes to you there. But I thank you today that you've made me aware of that. And today I say yes to you. It's never too late. Amen. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any fears or any places where we are battling to say yes. And then we will come before God and say, okay, you've made this known to me. And then make a decision. The Holy Spirit is helping us to say yes. Who knows the battle when you know God is saying something and your flesh is saying, no, 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 no. See, that's just the evidence of a conflict of not saying yes and the turmoil within that comes with battling with God. So today could be the day where it's like, yes, God, I've been worn out enough, I've been anxious enough, I'm depressed enough, I'm miserable enough, I've got no purpose, it's been long enough without purpose. Today I surrender and I say yes to you. Like that. Amen. Let's ask the Father. Father, thank you this morning that you've called us as your family in the town is going to be living in. We think of those fishermen, Jesus, that you called. And their yes changed their lives totally. It was quite strange because I can just imagine they didn't have to become fishers of men and to influence the whole world in their career path, in their discussions about their future. Their future in their own minds was so limited and so ground-bound. But when they said yes to you and followed you, oh Jesus, you changed their lives. And the impact that they had and still having, and our lives have been touched because they said yes to you. It's big and powerful, our yes to you, Lord Jesus. We may not experience the effect of our yes today, but who knows what's going to take place in the next generation that's coming, because we said yes to you concerning what you have spoken in our lives, or what you have spoken in our lives concerning our community and our nation and our cities, whatever it may be. We have no idea of the life of the yes today for the next generation and the generations to come. Father, we have no idea today when we say yes to you, whatever that may be, on our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and the generations to come, the impact it's going to have on them. So thank you for the privilege of Holy Spirit you sharing with us, and we can get into agreement with you. It is powerful. Thank you that today we can be involved in changing the destiny of generations ahead of us, whether it's our families or whatever. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you helped those disciples when you called them. They heard there was a power of yours, there was a grace of yours. When you spoke, Lord God, there's life, it's living, and they experienced that and they said yes, because they heard you. Faith comes from hearing, and they just began to follow you. Thank you for the time when Paul had that Damascus experience and he said yes to you, Lord Jesus. Our lives are changed because of Paul's yes. And we can go through history of people, generations after generations, of men and women and children said yes to you. And because of their yes, they shaped the world. So thank you. Thank you this morning, Father, that your Spirit highlights certain areas in our lives where we may just have a fear factor in saying yes. What do you want to share with us this morning? Father, if we are battling to hear your voice because of your incredible goodness and because you are our Father, we ask today that you will just release the Holy Spirit's ministry and just to help us to hear your voice, to recognize your voice, and to experience a life of your voice. And we thank you for that. Father, particularly today, where we've listened to the demonic realm and we've got into agreement with the demonic realm, and we're living in depression, we're living in hopelessness, we're living in anxiety, we're living in disappointment, we're living in resentfulness, whatever it may be. Father, today, by the power of Jesus, we want that to be broken. So if that's anybody here this morning, Lord, for many, could be a few of us, we ask that you will share that and experience again your grace, that we can say no to that agreement with the demonic and yes to what you have to say. But we need to hear your truth, Father, that overrides, it's more powerful than the voice of the enemy in saying these things. So we ask that today, not just for us, but for the lives of the family living in this nation, for it to be a truth encounter weekend for all of us. Jesus, you said that the enemy has no hold over you. The enemy has no hold over your truth. The enemy has no hold over your way. The enemy has no hold over your life, because you lived sinless in obedience to your Father. So that's why we come in your name, Lord Jesus, and we receive your incredible victory and releasing us from all forms of fears and lies. And we thank you for this morning as we have communion with you, Jesus. That which you've made known to each and every one of us, let that time of just sitting with you, celebrating you, be a time of confession, be a time of asking you to speak, and be a time of getting into agreement with you and start to live it out. So now that faith has a works to it, our life-changing lifestyle, and our walk with you. Holy Spirit, we live in your realm. And today we're asking that we will be able to keep in step with you in a continuous basis of saying yes to you when you speak to us. And this we receive today in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And another way of understanding when Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll bear much fruit. And this brings glory to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it because it brings glory to my Father. That abiding in him and his word abiding in us, another word of saying that is yes. That's what it's all about. I said yes to your word, it's now abiding in me, I'm living it out as bringing glory to my Father. That's the evidence of that yes, the fruit of that. That's the good works, whatever it may be, is now manifested. That brings glory to the God. And that's why we delight in the fear of the Lord, because it brings glory to him. Amen. Good. Let's have communion.